we could get to the minutes. Honorable Matila and Honorable Joseph.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. I particularly have requested a summary of the NA's comments received when they were dealing with the bill. We want to know whether if we are going to receive that. Because my reason for that request was, when we deal with that bill, we do not want to repeat everything that the NA has done and duplicate everything the NA has done. Thank you.
Mr. Skosala promised to submit to the committee, but up to so far, I don't know whether Gashin has received it. He has not received them, Mr. Joseph. But they made a commitment that they'll submit them to the committee. Honorable Matila?
No, Chair, I don't think we have a problem with that particular process, but we must also understand these are two different houses. We want to just go through that record and see as to what is happening, but we must have our own process. Having said that, Chair, I want to move for the adoption of the minutes.
Honorable Joseph, the minutes are duly adopted. Can we go to the program? Can Gashin take us through the program? But before that, honorable members, there is a research unit from UCT that made a submission and offered to meet with the committee and raise some issues with regard to the bill. And I have requested Gashin to ensure that he finds space for them so that they come and bring those issues and make it easy for us to understand those issues that they have raised with regard to the bill. And then we will be informed in due course when we are supposed to meet with them. Gashin?
Okay. Hi, members. The mandate was that the provinces requested an extension. Basically, they requested that the negotiating mandate move to the 30th of May, and then they requested an extension to August to deal with the final mandate. Practically, I'll take you through how we try to deal with that, and then members can just guide me in terms of whether we're going to accept the proposal. What we've done is traditional courts was briefed on 7th of March. Provincial committees then have 5 weeks from the 12th of March to the 13th of April to do preparations or to have hearings, but that is during constituency period for the NCOP. Then a further 6 weeks has been allocated from 17 April to 25 May. So in total, there's 11 weeks that the provinces will have to do public hearings on the bill. And then just to take you through what we've done, the negotiating mandate is the 25th of May. The reason being that what we've done is that we've given provinces till Friday, 25 May, to submit negotiating mandate so that the committee could actually sit on the negotiating mandate on the 30th of May. So it still gives provinces the Monday and the Tuesday to submit those negotiating mandates to the NCOP and then for us to deal with the negotiating mandate meeting on the 30th. And then in the program, we'll definitely try and get the draft meeting minutes to the provinces by Friday 1 June, and then the provinces have the 4th to the 8th of June to discuss final mandates, and then they have to submit the final mandates by the Friday, and then the committee will be able to discuss the final mandate on the 13th of June. Now, the reason we didn't go into August is because August is the third year of Parliament. But I really want to be guided by members if they feel that the provinces need more time to discuss the final mandates, when considering that they've already had a look at the negotiating mandates and dealt with the provincial hearings.
Honorable Matila, Zimande, Honorable Bloom.
Yeah, no, Chair, I don't have a problem with the processes. Seeing that we were going on recess now, no? And the reality of the matter is provinces have not started briefing. We have not started briefing our own provinces, no? In terms of the process, because I'm just worried that whilst we'll be on recess, you know, possibly even provinces will be on recess too, you see? And you can't then look at that the cycle that way. And that's where my worry is now. Secondly, we just had the first briefing of, you know, we have not gone into the bill so that we have a clear understanding of the bill itself. An area where structures like the UCT have an understanding of the bill, so that when we go and brief provinces, we are clear around the bill itself, you see. We know exactly what is it that we're going to brief the provinces on. Now, I'm just worried that, you know, we're adopting this program as it is, no? And when we come back, we're expected to deal with the bill. And that's where my problem is, just before we can move forward. I'm just worried about that specific area. Take into consideration the issues that were raised.
What do you suggest, Honorable Matthew?
I don't know. I'm just worried, Chair. Then that's the point I'm trying to raise. I don't know what is.
Okay. Honorable Zimande?
Yeah, Comrade Chair, Honorable Chairperson, the KZN province, we are briefing tomorrow a committee, and the department is, we would like that to be noted, I think, in the program, that the briefing has started. But we agree with the 30th as we proposed, but we still stand by the position, Chair. Whilst we understand that the committee itself, I mean, from my perspective now, that the committee is faced with many other bills that are coming its way, but you know, it would be easier with final mandates if we do them in August, because that's really the step off. That's the step off activity. So it would, in terms of the committee activities, there would be things that come our way, I think, by June. And so we would not run out of business per se. So I would say that the traditional courts bill must just run balancing with the rest of the other programs. So final mandate, so I think as KZN we still say, look, let's really try and do it. Unless the committee would say it's flexible, that when we come now by 30th and negotiate further things, the committee will allow and don't tell us the program is now closed and crowded. So originally, let's plan for August. To step up on the bill, so that we allow to take all other business that present itself before us. So, Chair, simply I'm saying let the 13th must just move to jump into the third term. I don't think there are problems in terms of being in the third term, Chair. And statutorily, we had until December 12th. So. I mean the December, end of December. Yeah. Thanks, Chair.
Honorable Bloom.
Thank you very much, Chair. You know, I'm always saying that a program is a guide and not static. You know, I will propose that we adopt this program with the concerns of Comrade Matila, yeah, I'm not apologizing and regretting to call him Comrade Louis. You are saying sorry. So I am saying, let us adopt this, but as we move forward, and the things, the concerns that Comrade Matila and Louis have raised, I won't say Comrade because he will call me to order. Comrade Louis, let's deal with it, but we approve and adopt the program.
Honorable Gunda?
Yeah, no, Chair, I support the proposal of Honorable Bloom with the amendments because the program will change now and then. So I support that statement. Thank you, Chair.
Honorable Matila, does that take care of your concern?
Oh, thank you, Chair. Three, I want to support the proposal.
The program is adopted, and this brings us to the end of the meeting. Thanks, Honorable Members.
Thank you, Chair. I'm not apologizing.
Chair, personally, one concern here.
Why
is Honorable Louis in December and we are still here in
March? You know why, JJ?
Why?
Because we don't want to implement the mandate.
Okay. No, he has got a vision. I'm sorry.